This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you here tonight in the studio, it is Ian.
And Mark.
And we are inviting you to our website over at freetalklive.com. You can go get interactive there with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can actually control the content of the site. So when you find something online that you think is interesting, you'd like to share it with other people on the internet, other listeners of Free Talk Live, you submit it as show prep. And then it appears on our site. Others can then vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. And the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the site. Simple. And that means there's always something fresh over at freetalklive.com. So enjoy that. You know, it's unusual, Mark, for us to do two interviews on a in a week, like two in a row weekly. Like we did one last Saturday with Carlos Miller. Actually, we did a bunch because we were at the Liberty Forum. And while we were interviewing Carlos Miller, we had a caller, Jimmy, in Brooklyn, and I thought, Jimmy in Brooklyn, that can only be one Jimmy, and it was.
I don't think there's more than one Jimmy in Brooklyn.
Someone who would call during Carlos Miller, who is, you know, nationally renowned for recording the Police, been arrested for it a few times. I thought, it's got to be Jimmy Justice, and as soon as I heard the voice, I knew it. And sure enough, it was, and we managed to get some contact information from him off the air and booked him for an interview, because I think this guy is a hero. And as I said before, you know, you can be my hero, too, as long as you stand up to the police and refuse to stop recording them, you know, when they're threatening you, which this guy has done plenty of times, as he has chased about, I suppose you could say, lurked for, waited for these traffic cops in New York City as they, if you've never seen the guy's channel, Google Jimmy Justice. It's the first result. But basically, he goes around New York City, and when he spots a traffic cop engaging in an obvious violation of the traffic law that they would ticket anyone else for, like parking in front of a fire hydrant, for example, he will attempt to locate that person, because usually they're like parked in front of a fire hydrant or in some no parking zone, mm-hmm. so they can go and get a donut or go to McDonald's or go to the bank or some other personal errand that has absolutely nothing to do with their department's official business. And so he'll hang out outside of the place until whichever traffic cop it is comes outside and just ambushes them on video camera. And I
ask them questions.
Yeah. Well, and holds them accountable for what they're doing. Like, hey, wait a minute, wouldn't you ticket somebody else for this? And of course, he does it in that unique New York, Brooklyn, New York City kind of style, right? Like in your face. Really, just great stuff. Highly recommend you go and check out his video channel over at YouTube. And again, just Google Jimmy Justice. It's the first option that comes up. And Jimmy, you are joining us tonight. Welcome to the program.
Okay, thank you very much, Ian and Mark. I appreciate you having me on.
Did I accurately describe sort of what you do? How would you better describe to our listeners what it is that you do?
I think you did a very good and accurate job of describing what I do. Basically, I always have a video camera with me wherever I go. I have it on my belt next to my mobile phone. And whenever I see a traffic enforcement agent or police officer doing something wrong that they would ticket or arrest somebody else for doing, I take out my camera and I make a video of it. And then I put it on YouTube and I show it to the public. And in this way, I'm trying to hold the police and other government officials accountable for their bad behavior.
Now, some people are going to say, well, there's times when those in law enforcement need to break the law. Like people will often say that, say state troopers need to speed so that they can see a bunch of different cars. Otherwise, they'll see the same six cars or something like that. How do you respond to that?
Okay, I would like to just make it clear that in my videos, they're all taken during non-emergency situations. It's very obvious that if the police are chasing a robbery suspect or the police are actually doing their job during an emergency, they can drive however they want. They can speed. They can go through red lights. They can park wherever they want to. And that's perfectly okay while they're doing their job. But I make my videos while they're running personal errands on the company time. And that's the difference.
And like they're chasing the robbery suspect into, say, a bagel shop, right?
let me explain how I began doing this.
That was going to be my first question. Thank you.
About 4 or 5 years ago, I got a parking ticket in which I felt was very unfair. I was dropping off my friend's 4-year-old child at his school. And in front of the school, there is a sign that says no parking area. And the reason is that they don't want cars parked there all day. They want room for the buses or for parents to be able to pick up and drop off the kids. And within the parking regulations of New York City, in a no parking zone, you're not allowed to park, which means you shut off your car and you exit the vehicle. But you are allowed to stand in the vehicle, which means that you're still in the driver's seat, your transmission is in drive, your foot is on the brake, and you're ready to leave immediately. But you can stop there temporarily to expeditiously drop off or pick up a passenger. And that's what I was doing. And I let the kid out of the car, and I would wait about 10 seconds until he would get into the front door of the school safely, and then I would leave. And there was a traffic enforcement agent who was hiding behind a tree and just came out and sat me with a ticket. And I said, "Madam, that's really unfair. You know that I was dropping off a kid. You saw the entire thing, and you're just giving me a ticket anyways." And she laughed at me and walked away. And about a day or two later, I saw the same traffic enforcement agent parked at a fire hydrant while she was in a restaurant up the block eating lunch. Wow. And I said, "You know, there's got to be something wrong with that." And basically, I called in a complaint to New York's 311 system, which is for any non-emergency city operations and services. And a couple of months later, somebody reviewed the complaint and got back to me and said, "Yes, we contacted this officer who you claim was parked at a fire hydrant, but she says that she parked there because there was an emergency mm-hmm. that she was attending to. And therefore, no charges will be brought up against her, no punishment, nothing like that."
Well, I'm glad they actually, Jimmy, I'm glad they actually got back to you.
I'm shocked that they bothered to call you back.
Right. You know, I mean, usually you won't even get a response at all when you're dealing with government agents, covering for each other.
So basically what they were saying was, "You don't have evidence of your claims, Jimmy, so we're not going to do anything about it."
Exactly. And by the way, the 311 system, usually you do get a response. Sometimes it can take 6 months to a year until a final resolution is brought about, and when they decide what happened and according to all the parties that they spoke to.
How long do you have to, before you go on, Jimmy, how long, it can take up to a year to get a response from the 311 system when you have a complaint against an officer. How long does it take to before you get a late fee on your ticket?
31 days.
They can pop up a ticket 31 days. They know how to increase the fine after 31 days, but it takes them a year to get back to you. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, you have 30 days to pay a parking ticket, and if you're one day late, automatically you have a fine. And that can go on, and every couple of weeks they add more fines plus interest. And it's interesting. I have a neighbor who had a problem with the IRS on his 2008 return. And they didn't give him his refund check. And he finally got it about 3.5 years later after he filed his return. And they paid him what they owed him, but they didn't pay any fines toward him. And then we discussed this. So we said, "If you pay the IRS late, you get penalties and fines." Works the other way around. So I understand completely what you're saying.
Yep. So you took this to heart, you realized that you didn't have any proof of this, and that is that what inspired you to go out and arm up with a video camera?
And people have asked me in the past, why did I decide to pick up a video camera? And I think one of the things, and this happened 15 years before I decided to pick up the video camera, was a guy in California named George Holiday, and he was on vacation in a hotel, and he heard some noise outside the window. And he opened up his curtain a little bit, just enough to pull the video camera out. And he's the one who captured the police beating Rodney King.
Hmm. I'll tell you what, Jimmy, you said you can stick with us here up through the whole hour. If you've got a question for Jimmy Justice, he's on the line with us at 855-450-FREE, holding the police and other governmental bureaucrats accountable, 1-855-450-3733. Jimmy, stick with us. We'll be right back. More with Jimmy Justice at 855-450-FREE. And you can, of course, later on, you'll be able to take control, bring up absolutely anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Are you on drugs? Traffic enforcement agent, and you parked your official vehicle blocking a fire pump, and there's a fire outside with firemen out there, and they have no access to the pump, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. While you're in the store, you don't hear the sirens? What's the matter with you?
855-450-FREE if you want to talk to Jimmy Justice. He's here on the line with us. We'll continue with him in just a moment. 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
You can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. You can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They've got hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings over there. You can I like to just scroll through them and read what they have to say. They've got all kinds of different Liberty messages. One's right for you. I can assure you there are several right for you. You can buy them in bulk, sell them at a gun show or at the flea market or at your retail store. They can make stickers for your band, your church, your business, whatever you need. LibertyStickers.com can help you out. It's LibertyStickers.com.
All right, so our number again, 855-450-FREE. If you've got a question for Jimmy Justice, one of the few, the proud, the heroic people that are willing to stand up to these government bureaucrats who act as though that they can do no wrong, act as though that whatever it is they do is completely okay, even if it's clearly violating their own rules.
The ones that do. I'm sure there are some out there that try very hard not to.
I believe that's true, but there's no shortage of those that do these
things. That's true.
And if you go to Jimmy Justice's YouTube channel, you'll see that. You can just Google Jimmy Justice, and it'll be the first result that comes up here. So we've got him on the line and been asking him a variety of questions. I want to invite you also to freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive with other listeners over on the BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. Jimmy, are you back with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, good to have you here. So you were talking about how you got started in this. It was one day that you saw the police were targeting you. Then that same officer, you saw them basically goofing off, parking in a inappropriate manner while they were goofing off, and you confronted them about it. You tried to hold them accountable, and the city of New York basically blew you off the table because you didn't have any proof of your claim. So you started carrying around a video camera. Now, did you intentionally go out looking for these folks one day, or was it just you just kept carrying around a video camera and you figured you'd wait until you saw something else like this?
Well, it was a little of both. I mean, I basically made the decision that I need to have evidence. I need to have a clear video of them coming out of a restaurant with a bag of food and walking to their illegally parked car. And, in New York City, it's very hard. It's very difficult to park. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
It seems that there's more cars than streets. And a lot of traffic, it's not a very easy thing to find a good parking spot. And these things happen all the time.
I bet.
Police officers, government agents parking improperly while they're running their personal errands. And all people have to do is open their eyes and they can see it. And I decided I'm going to carry a camera with me wherever I go. And in the beginning, I was a little more zealous, and I would say I would go looking for these things. But nowadays, it's just more happenstance. If I see it, I take out my camera and I make a video.
Have you ever, you said that you tried to go through the means that the government has for complaining about these situations when this first person cited you for, they cited you for parking when you were standing, by standing, I mean.
For a car.
Yeah, in a car, and I don't know why they use that term. Standing means, outside of a car, but whatever. You were kind of sitting there with a car idling as you dropped your kid off at school. And they, but you found that same person breaking the parking laws just a couple of days later. You complained to the city. They didn't do anything about it because you didn't have proof. Well, now you've got all kinds of proof all over YouTube.
Yeah, what have they done?
Have you ever gone through, the system and tried to, go after them, or are you just putting out there and showing the hypocrisy?
I'm doing a little of both. I do put it out there on YouTube. I'm showing the hypocrisy. And in some cases where I get assaulted while I'm making these videos, then I go out of my way to file an official complaint.
Mm-hmm. And how's that work? Has that ever worked out for you?
Oh, I know of one or two instances where an officer actually got docked 2 vacation days for assaulting me and slapping the camera out of my hand.
Interesting. I wonder what would happen if you assaulted an officer. I bet it would be a lot worse than 2 days in jail.
I'm sure it would. I don't want to find out. And just by the way, I'd like to make it very clear to anybody listening, and I'm all for copycats picking up cameras in every city across the country and keeping their own government officials in line. But I want to make it very clear that people should never interfere with the police during an emergency.
Sure.
Make your videos quietly, keep a safe distance from the police, and under no circumstances should anybody ever assault a police officer. You're allowed to have an opinion, use your mouth, use words, use a video camera, but don't ever use your hands.
Let's keep...
I just need to make that perfectly clear.
And let's make something else clear. Anyone who's going to do this is always at risk of an arrest. Anytime you take a camera out around a police officer, you never know what their response is going to be. Some of them will lose their S, and they will attack you. I mean, maybe not physically, but they will perhaps put you in cuffs, put you in a cage.
That's not physical.
To try to hurt you. Put you in cuffs, put you in a cage for a while. They may end up releasing you. They may end up dropping the charges, or they may not. I mean, we have some of our friends here in Keene, New Hampshire, that are facing criminal charges. Jason Talley, looking at a misdemeanor charge for simply walking in a courthouse with a video camera. There's definitely some risk involved here. But all that said, I would also encourage people to hold these people accountable because to me, it seems like there's no other way. I mean, trying to hold them accountable through their own system by bringing some sort of a court case or some sort of official complaint really just has I've never seen it result in anything of any significance happening to these officers. But shining the light of day on these people, shining the light on the cockroaches, so to speak, really is something that they just can't handle that.
So, yeah, you're right. They really can't. And the video camera is the great equalizer. It's the invention that is very cheap. You can buy a small pocket camera for way under $100 that can get very good video. And like I said, it's a great equalizer. The video camera does not lie, unlike the police, who very often do lie.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones. I know people have some questions for you, so let's start with David listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. David, you're on with Jimmy Justice.
Hi. I was going to ask,
Hi.
Is it required of you, do you have to notify the police that you are video and audio taping? And I have a follow-up question, too.
Okay, that's a very good question, and that varies state to state. And in New York City, New York State, rather, it is what's called a one-party state. So when you're making an audio recording, only one of the parties has to be aware that it's recording. And I know that does sound kind of silly, because if I'm secretly recording you and I know that the recorder is on, so I'm one of the parties.
Right.
But there are other states, Massachusetts, Illinois, and when somebody has used a video camera in a public place, the police have called upon these archaic wiretapping laws.
Yep. As a matter of fact, Jimmy, we just found out. David, hang on. David, hang on. We're going to come back with more. David, I know you had a second question. In regards to the wiretapping law, we heard last night that a judge in Illinois has ruled theirs as unconstitutional. So that's a little bit of good news, but you're absolutely right. We can get more into this in a moment. More with Jimmy Justice here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. If you've got a question for him, he's with us.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout throughout the night and day with all-natural lose and snooze from AbilityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order lose and snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AbilityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net. Or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Don't you think there's something wrong with blocking a fire hydrant?
Don't you think there's something wrong about filming somebody?
No. I think you're a police officer who's supposed to enforce the law, but you violated the law by parking your official police car, blocking a fire pump. Somebody else will get a ticket for that. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Jimmy Justice is with us at 855-453.
D-U-L-A.
Carl, what are you doing? Move away from the vehicle.
I'm filming you breaking the law. Ms. Dooley, you broke the law.
Yes, thank you, sir.
You broke the law.
Thank you.
What are you going to do, bite me with your gold tooth?
Oh, God. 1-855. 453 is the number here. Jimmy Justice with us, so we'll continue talking to him in a moment. I want to remind you, though, if you want to get together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people who love the ideas of freedom, and many of whom are willing to record the police or record any governmental officials, so-called official, then this is a place to be. Get together with other people in the same place. New Hampshire was chosen as the Free State Project to bring thousands of like-minded people together. We have over 1,000 people here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Over 11,000 have pledged to make the move, and you can be a part of it. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more. That's freestateproject.org, because what we found is that numbers matter. But all that said, I mean, Jimmy Justice is a loner. I mean, there's nobody that he's teamed up with. He's doing this all by himself on the streets of the biggest city in the United States, in New York City, and he's out there confronting these cops. I mean, it's a pretty risky scenario, and he's here to take your phone calls and talk about his experiences out there trying to hold these government bureaucrats accountable, which, according to you, Jimmy, that pretty much all you've ever heard ever has happened, despite you presenting evidence of these people committing crimes, is a two-day suspension. Did you indicate whether that suspension was with or without pay?
Without pay.
Without pay, okay. So sometimes these cops will get suspended with pay, and then it's like a paid vacation for them for getting in trouble. Let's go back to David, though. I think David had one more question, then we're going to move on to some other folks that have questions for Jimmy Justice. Go ahead, David.
Okay, this is my question. So, and this is for you too, Ian, if you want to. So we've established that people can secretly film and audio tape. So
Hold on, David. Only in some states. So, yeah, you know, it all depends on what state you're in. New Hampshire, for instance, is a two-party consent state.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so if you don't know any better, if you don't know what the laws are in your state, it's always safe to simply inform the person you're recording and let them know, hey, you're being video and audio recorded. Now, that's not legal advice, but that's just my suggestion.
Okay, so then this time...
I would tell people to research their local laws, because I'm just familiar with New York state law, and wherever you live, you should research your local laws and find out what types of public photography and videography with audio are permissible.
Yeah. Okay, so if you can do it secretly and thereby avoid a confrontation, avoid possible arrest, avoid possible police abuse, who knows what they do to you, if you can avoid that by being secret about it, why not be secret about it? And
thanks,
I'll just
call,
them off the air.
Appreciate
thanks.
It. Go ahead, Jimmy. Did you catch his question? Hey, did you catch his question? Why not be secret about it if you can?
I think he was just asking why don't you just do it secretly instead of walking right up to them. And when I first started doing this, I'm not going to say that I was secret about it. I wasn't hiding behind the tree. But I would stand on the corner quietly, and I would have my video camera panned very wide so you could see the whole scene. And then the cops wouldn't wait for me to say anything. I wasn't even planning on saying anything. I was just going to make a video quietly and then send it into the proper authorities, to the supervisors. But the moment they saw the camera, something went off in them, and they came over and started to confront me. And these confrontations were really lively and funny, and I just went with it. And then that is the style that that I use when I do this. Now, sometimes I do go up to them first and ask them tough questions or hurl some insults at them as they're walking away.
Plus,
but usually when they see the camera, they come up to me and start threatening me.
If you don't have the if you don't give them the opportunity to say anything, you never know for certain what it was that they were doing. But, I mean, when you do go up to them, and even if you scold them, they have the opportunity to rebut. They can say, hey, yeah, you know, I was responding to a burglary inside of that pastry shop.
They're like mobs to the flame. I mean, they could completely ignore you and go about their business, but no, they come up to you and start things. You know, had they not done that, the video would be nowhere near as interesting. They essentially make the video.
Absolutely.
100%. Let's go to Ben. He's in New York City. Ben, you're on with Jimmy Justice.
Hi. I was just wondering, have you ever been arrested doing this?
Good question, Ben.
Oh, that's a very good question. I've never been arrested for doing this, or I've been threatened with arrest many times for everything from causing a scene in public, disorderly conduct. I've been threatened with arrest for obstructing a pedestrian sidewalk, even though I said, by the way, I am a pedestrian. I'm using my feet to transport my body. So I've been threatened with arrest many times. I've even been chased a few times on foot. I've even had one or two car chases where I outran them and got away. And but they've never physically arrested me.
That's awesome. Now, to be fair, you are doing this to a lot of traffic cops. Do they have the power to arrest?
In most cases, they do not. But they have a radio, and they can call in the NYPD at any time. And they'll be glad to come in and make an arrest.
Ben, any follow-up questions for Jimmy?
What's the reason for calling all of these officers, you know, names and all that?
Well, I realized when I first made these videos, if I do it quietly, without any of this color commentary, the videos would be as boring as watching paint dry, and nobody would want to watch them. So I needed to sensationalize them a little bit, at least in the beginning, until I got my name out there. And I wanted people to watch videos, because the more public support I have, the more we could light a fire under City Hall and force the mayor, force the police department to behave properly.
Ben, Ken, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, it really, when you hear Jimmy haranguing these people on video, yeah, it's true that that's not going to change their hearts and minds. But all that said, they're so insulated. I mean, there's no chance they're going to change. To me, at least this is the way I feel, they're not going to change their heart and mind simply because they got caught red-handed. They're going to go about doing the same exact thing they've always done.
We've seen scientific research that shows that people that have when people are given power, that they tend to abuse it. Once a person has power, that they tend to abuse it. Whereas people that don't have power want to obey the rules and that kind of thing. Those that enforce them tend to, you know, suddenly think, oh, well, you know, hey, I'm the parking person. I decide who parks where. I am the great parking god. And I, of course, can park by the fire hydrant when there's a fire going on and, you know, nothing will be said to me. And they're right. Nothing likely will be said to them.
Jimmy, any thoughts?
Yeah, in most cases, New Yorkers go about their daily business. They go to work, and they don't do anything about this. And I'm one of the first people to pick up a camera and fight back against it.
I think you've probably inspired a lot of folks. Have you heard from people that have seen your videos on YouTube and maybe emailed you somehow and got in touch and, you know, said, wow, you know, you're really an inspiration, and maybe they shared with you some of the videos that they've done?
As a matter of fact, I get emails all the time, and many of them, people ask me how to go about this. Like, they want to be the Jimmy Justice of their city. And, you know, and I advise them on how to do it. And I give them some tips and pointers. And like I said, I wanted there to be as many copycats out there as possible. But simultaneously, I don't want to see anyone get beaten up or arrested by the police. So do it and use your common sense while you're doing it. Interesting enough, I have been pen pals with this group of people from the Ukraine. And they sent me some videos. I don't speak Ukrainian or Russian, and it's hard for me to really understand everything that's going on there. But the traffic police in Ukraine are so much more corrupt than what's going on here in New York or in other parts of America. And we're talking about open bribery in the streets, and not just for petty violations like you forgot to put on your turning signal when you change lanes. There are people who are driving drunk. They get stopped by the Ukrainian road police, and they pay a bribe of like 100 hryvnia, which would be equivalent to $10 or $15.
Jimmy, stick with us. We're going to come back with we'll come back with more Jimmy Justice in a moment. 855-450-FREE.
Get in the zone! AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen high mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do. Get in the zone! AutoZone.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's Pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You made an illegal U-turn in the business district. You made an illegal U-turn in the business district, and I have it on video.
Don't do that.
What kind of example are you for the citizens of New York? You're a police officer. You're not supposed to make a U-turn within a business district.
Can you get out of my face?
You're not allowed to make a U-turn in a business district in the city of New York. You violated the law. You're supposed to.
Come on, arrest me.
I don't have the authority to arrest you, but I have the authority to videotape you, call 311, and file a report against you.
Call him.
I will.
Call him.
Because I have it all on video.
Call him now.
You're supposed to enforce the law, not violate the law.
Get out of my face. I'm going to get you arrested.
855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you've got a question for Jimmy Justice, he is with us for the remainder of the hour, 1-855-450-3733. Just an audio clip there from one of his many videos on his YouTube channel. You can search for Jimmy Justice on Google. It'll be the first result that comes up. That video that I was just playing has nearly 700,000 views. So, I mean, this is a tactic that has resulted in quite a bit of publicity for what Jimmy's been doing. Which
a lot of people would say that this is, badgering, the government workers that are here to protect us. A lot of people would say that. But what they're
right, I've been banned from the courthouse for doing something similar. I mean, not quite as in your face.
What they're choosing to not look at in this circumstance is every one of these people has broken the laws that they have sworn to protect.
Mm.
To uphold, and it is in a lot of cases, like parking in front of a fire hydrant and double parking out in the middle. I mean, double parking means parking in the middle of the street is what that means. They're endangering people. You could be coming along, not paying attention, looking at something else, and wham, you hit one of these cars.
Let's bring Jimmy back on here. Jimmy Justice is with us, calling from Brooklyn. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, so let's jump right back into the call, shall we, unless you have any comments on what Mark just said.
You can take some phone calls. That's fine.
All right, let's talk to Jerry. He's on the line in Myrtle Beach in listening to WRNN. Jerry, you're on with Jimmy Justice.
Hey, how are y'all doing? It's Gary. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Gary.
Jerry all the time. No problem.
Go ahead with
your thoughts. I totally commend him for what he's doing, and I totally agree with it. I see it everywhere. I mean, we're just a little small town. We're no big city like New York, and I see it all the time. I'm driving down a highway doing the speed limit, and they're coming by me speeding and so on and so on. But I've been listening to you guys for a little while, and your take on things is to privatize a lot of our government. And the comment that you made just a little bit earlier about these people breaking the law, it goes all the way up the chain. There's so much corruption in our own government. It's really scary.
Sure.
But if you was to privatize, I'm assuming that you would want to privatize our police department and privatize our government. But if you did privatize our police department, I mean, what exactly would change? You're still going to have the same type of scenarios and to be honest with you,
well, I don't like the term privatization personally. I think that that carries with it a connotation that you'd be granting, you know, some sort of authority to a private corporation, and that's a scary idea to me. I don't like that idea personally. So no, I don't advocate privatization.
Did you not one time on one of your shows wanted to privatize the military?
No, I don't want to privatize anything. What I want to do is abolish the government that we currently have and replace it with a consensual solution where people consent into hiring services provided by what is not a monopoly but a marketplace of options. That way, if the police are behaving badly, you can simply not contract with them. You cannot pay their salary. Because right now, if you're disappointed with the way the police are behaving, you're forced to pay for it. And that's what I have a problem with, is the force. But I'll tell you what, I thought you had a question for Jimmy Justice. I apologize. Did you not have one?
Yes. I was just going to ask him it was a question for both of you. If you privatized it, you know, what would change?
I don't think Jimmy is here advocating any particular policy, but I'll tell you what, Jerry, if you want to get deeper into that subject, we'd be happy to in the next hour. I can put you back on hold, and we can talk to you then. I want to make sure we have enough time for Jimmy here and anybody that has questions specifically for him. But, Jimmy, let's talk about solutions. I mean, is there anything that can change this situation that we're currently dealing with these government bureaucrats just doing whatever it is they want to and pretty much being almost completely unaccountable for it?
Well, what I've seen from my experience is public outrage is what causes City Hall to change its policies. And in my situation, there have been many people who watched my videos on my YouTube page, and they've been outraged that the cops in New York just get away with all this. And they've complained at City Hall, and they actually have done some things to attempt to curb the problem. One of the problems we have here, parking placards, which means if you work for a particular government agency, they give you a placard, you put in the windshield of your car, which basically means immunity from towing, immunity from parking tickets, and you can park in a place where the rest of the public is not allowed to. However, these placards get abused all the time.
Oh, I bet.
After hours, the same person who maybe was working for the Board of Education from 9 to 5, then he's going to a restaurant with his family, he'll park at a hydrant and put the placard in his window and not get any tickets. But if you or I parked there, we get ticketed and we can get towed. The city has taken away many placards, and they've also instructed the NYPD Internal Affairs Division to investigate placard abuse and placard fraud, and they've taken away about 30 or 40% of these placards. And they're also doing things to make sure, and they investigate. If they see a placarded car parked improperly, they look into it, and if the driver is not on an emergency or not doing his job, but rather just running a personal errand, they hold him accountable. They tow the vehicle, and he has to pay for it himself.
Well, you know, I mean, it's a step in the right direction, and the placard bearers are a step down in an authority from the enforcement
cops.
Officers. But you know, I mean, to some extent or another, they're all the king's men, right?
So now, if you look at the Jimmy Justice YouTube channel, again, just Google Jimmy Justice, first option that comes up, you can see that there are a number of videos that you released kind of in a batch several years ago, and then since then, the amount of videos that you produced has kind of slowed down a bit. And as you pointed out, you're not really going out looking for this anymore so much as you used to. Is this something that could ever become, you know, like a full-time job or something that could replace, I don't even know what your regular, you know, career is, and I don't know if you want to tell us, but is this something that you would be interested in doing on a full-time basis? Could it somehow parlay into that just based on, like, contributions from fans? What, have you ever thought about that?
Well, I don't get paid for what I do. I do this merely as a public service. And there have been times that fans have donated money, you know, via PayPal, and then I've used that to buy a better camera. But if it could parlay into some kind of full-time job, I would do it. I do have a day job. I work as an audio systems engineer on location, and I also work as a photographer. And just in the past couple of months, I've been very busy at work, and I've had less free time to go out and try to make some new videos. Some people think I'm arrested and I'm in jail, and that's why they haven't seen new videos in the past month or two. But when I have more free time, I will go out and make some new ones.
Great. Well, I'm just so pleased that we've had the chance to talk to you here on Free Talk Live tonight. Is there anything else that you know you feel like you haven't covered in this interview that you want to get out there to our listeners?
I would just like to tell all the listeners that nowadays mobile phones are so technically advanced. They all have video cameras in them. When your contract is over with your mobile phone carrier and you're due for an upgrade of a new phone, get one that has a video camera capability. And therefore, it's in your mobile phone. You always have it with you wherever you go. Learn your local laws. Learn what the police can do and what they can't do. Learn the laws of filming in public in your particular city. And if you see something wrong, go out and make a video and put it on YouTube and then see the public reaction and see if people think that you're right or if the police are right. You know, there are times that the police are right. I've made some videos in which I thought I was right, and before I posted videos and published them, I did a little more research into the law, and I said, in this situation, it's a little bit gray. I can't say the cop is 100% wrong. I'm not going to post the video. So, you know, people should use their judgment, and of course, don't ever interfere with the police while they're doing their job. And other things are just common sense. If you have warrants against you, you probably should not be one of the people making these kind of videos.
Probably
if you're
not
carrying contraband, don't make these videos. It's probably a smart idea not to make these videos from your car, because the cops can see your license plate tag and use it against you. They'll come back and write you 50 parking tickets in any way that they can. I try to do this as anonymously as possible. I don't make these videos from my car. And it might be naive of me to say that the cops don't know my real identity or where I live, but I don't want to make it easy for them, because if they find out where I live, they're going to come to my house and write me 100 tickets as revenge.
And we've seen stories of where it's happened, a situation. I can't remember. I think it was Louisville. Maybe I'm wrong. Where, you know, some people videotaped the cops doing something wrong, and the cops came back and ticketed everybody on the street.
So, Jimmy Justice, thanks again for coming on Free Talk Live. Anybody who hasn't seen his videos, take a moment and Google Jimmy Justice. It'll be the first result that comes up. Got all kinds of entertainment for you there. And, Jimmy, thanks for coming on.
All right, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
More coming up here in moments. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's Pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.